Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, I'm Mangino sitting in for Marty. Marty is back from vacation on Monday. Right now, it's time to check in with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Good morning, Mangino. Good to be with you. And we see the numbers slowly, but they're definitely improving day by day. We see the number of cases go down. We see the percentage go down. The one not so bright spot, obviously, is the hospitalizations and the fatalities, what are beginning to rise.
Yeah, I'm looking at the chart that you guys released on the age breakdown of the positive cases, and it looks as though that 19 to 24 group and into their late 20s, that number seems to be dropping, and we're looking at more of those 25 to 49 and 50 and over that are contracting, with the average age of all the test results being 50 years old.
Yes, and that was really what Dr. Bogan and her epidemiologists were predicting would happen. When the bars were restricted and not as much activity there, so there's not going to be as much spread within that younger cohort, the 20, early 20-year-olds. But those folks go, when they did get in early July, they went to work, they were in with their family members, et cetera, and those family members and coworkers tended to be older. And that's where you're starting to see some of the numbers in those age group, that age group go up. And but we also know that with that age group comes more health risks, risk of hospitalizations, risk of ICU, and then, unfortunately, the risk of fatality.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining us. When it comes to schools, a lot of conversation today about that. The governor on with Larry and Kevin earlier. What kind of guidance is the county providing to schools, and what kind of contact are you guys receiving?
A lot of contact and a lot of information going back and forth, and different school districts have come up with some, you know, some pretty innovative plans to go to school a couple days a week, then take a break, then a couple more days, you know, to spread things out, to have classes in larger areas such as the gym or the cafeteria, and in the normal classroom, not having 20 or 25 kids in that classroom, you know, maybe having a fraction of that, 8 to 10 kids. So there's a lot of different plans that are being put out there, depending on the building size, the number of people in the student body, that type of thing. This is going to be one of the most challenging things this country is going to go through, and it's going to be, I anticipate, extremely controversial. Whether you're for going back to school or not going back to school, there's going to be a lot there.
The executive director of the Pennsylvania Association of School Administrators is looking for more direct guidance, almost like an order from the state on how to exactly do things. Your thoughts about a one-size-fits-all approach at the state level, and is that even possible at the county level?
I think that makes it difficult because, you know, every school district is different. Now, once you get into the buildings, there's a lot of similarities. But some school districts, you're able to walk. You don't have the transportation issues about putting kids on a bus. So that you start with that. But then you get into all these other areas of extracurricular activity, dealing with the teachers and the staff and the concerns that they are going to have. I saw a CDC, I think it was the CDC, put something out that schools shouldn't happen in region until the caseload percentage positivity is under 5%. We haven't been under 5% in a month. Will we be as we head into August? I certainly hope so, but I don't know how that will affect things as well. So you could see, you know, potentially the governor maybe going back or the secretary going back to the red, yellow, green regions, you know, the six regions that they set up throughout the state of Pennsylvania, and certain counties might be able to open their schools and certain counties may not.
Many restaurants and bars are really struggling with the limitations that have been put in by the governor that you guys started off with here in Allegheny County as well. You mentioned earlier that the number of cases for young people is really dropping. Do you see, are you hearing any news potentially coming out of Harrisburg that some of those restrictions will be eased a bit as we come into the next couple of weeks?
I think some of those discussions might happen. I would be pessimistic to think that bars would be part of that discussion. The only other part of it that might be would be the restaurant part of it, where potentially maybe you could see an expansion of the 25% number, possibly going up a little bit. But it's just a challenging environment because you've got, you know, if you're indoors, you're not going to be wearing a mask because, you know, you're dining. When you're dining, you can't be wearing a mask. And if you're there for an extended period of time, those are the highest potential for spread. So it's the activity that makes it very difficult, not, you know, trying to hurt or not help a particular industry. It's just a difficult activity.
Pittsburgh, clearly known for the eds and meds. Let's talk about the ed side for a moment. What kind of conversations are you having with area colleges and universities about opening up this fall?
Well, they've got some pretty robust plans as well. And I think all of our universities have been working together and working with Dr. Bogan and her team, you know, trying to figure out, again, those very difficult discussions around spacing. You know, college kids and college classrooms are going to be much different. College dormitories, cafeterias, food service, those type of things are going to be different. So, yeah, those discussions are happening, and they're, you know, we're only a few weeks away from those kids coming back to their universities and their colleges, and that's going to be a challenge as well. So between the K-12 education and then the post-secondary education, once we get into late August, it's going to be very challenging.
The issue of masks and the county, we talk about this a lot, and it just seems to be something that needs to be talked about even more as each day goes by. The importance of that social distancing and wearing masks. What are you seeing? What are you guys hearing at the health department regarding people wearing their masks throughout the county?
I think for the most part, people have been very cooperative with that. And you've seen, you know, maybe a month or so ago, it was a more of a partisan issue. I think that a lot of that's gone away. You know, you've seen the president and members of his administration now wearing their masks, both publicly and in the meetings they have. So I think most of us have heard from our elected or our health officials, whether it's Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Dr. Bogan, Secretary Levine, that wearing the mask, keeping the social distance, and being not in a confined space really lessens your chances of contracting the disease. So I think most of us have realized that's your best opportunity, and I think most people have listened to that and taken advantage of that.
All right, one last thing before I let you go. Have you heard anything from the Pirates at all about baseball at PNC Park?
Yeah, we've had discussions with them, and from what I understand so far, that things have gone fairly well, notwithstanding last night's ninth inning. As far as the spread has gone, I mean, not having with the Marlins and what happened in Philadelphia. So it's still early, and I'm sure that some of the testing will continue to be pretty robust to see, to make sure the players aren't coming down with the disease. And then if you know things move along in a positive way in a few weeks, maybe they'll potentially talking about putting some fans in the stands as well.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Always appreciate the time, sir.
Good to be with you, Mangina. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.